Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The establishment of a tribal management area in parts of Oneida, Lincoln, and Langlade counties is aimed at preventing the spread of chronic wasting disease. Restrictions on transporting, disposing of, and registering wild deer come after two had tested positive for CWD near tribal communities in north-central Wisconsin. The Voight Intertribal Task Force is made up of members of tribes in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota. The members designated the management area to focus that effort. A name change for the county agency working with older adults. Soon, the Oneida County Department on Aging will have a new name, says Director Diane Jacobson.
Effective January 1st, the Oneida County Department on Aging's name is going to change, and our department will now be known as the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Oneida County.
The ADRC has been housed within the county offices next to Triggs and Rhinelander. Diane Jacobson says they'll be joining a majority of counties in Wisconsin, making the change.
It's going to be combined into one name, which we have seen across the state helps the public. The primary reason is to reduce confusion and have folks know that we are the one place to go to if you have questions, need information, or options for older adults, adults age 60 and older, or adults with disabilities, and that would be ages 18 to 59.
She says the phone number, staff, programs, and location remain the same. Vilas County is also making a name change. Director Sue Richmond says January 1, they'll be known as the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vilas County. They were formerly known as the Vilas County Commission on Aging. And a Northwoods institution needs a new roof, and local citizens are gearing up for the campaign. The Three Lakes Center for the Arts building has been a fixture downtown for 70 years, says Colette Sorgel, who's president of the board for the Center for the Arts and is also Chamber of Commerce executive director. She says the building is a Quonset hut and that was built to show movies.
And back then it was called the Red River Show. So it was a nice, precious gem that was built, I believe, in 1947, and the Center for the Arts became the Center for the Arts in 2003. We then started looking at everything and upgrading as needed each year.
But like most buildings in the Northwoods, the roof is starting to show age and will need to be replaced. Sorgel says they've had some water damage. She says they've had a consulting firm look at the problem, and the consultants reported they didn't believe there was asbestos, lead paint, or mold. She says they don't have a formal quote to do the work yet, but it's believed it'll fall in the $200,000 to $300,000 range. Sorgel says they've begun asking for donations.
But because it's that rounded Quonset hut, it gives a very challenging work to any contractor who would come in. But this coming year, we'd really like to at least get it covered to stop the leakage into the building and to stop any further damage.
She says they're just in the preliminary stages of organizing the campaign and would like to find a few volunteers to help them solicit donations, and they're looking at possible fundraisers for the effort. She invited anyone interested to stop by the center to see what they have to offer. Authorities in Shawano County say dozens of animals died in a barn fire early Wednesday morning. A stranger alerted the Goodrow family about the problem, and fire crews arrived to find the structure fully engulfed. Investigators with the Shawano County Sheriff's Office say 30 cows, 6 horses, chickens, cats, and dogs died in the fire. The barn was built more than 50 years ago. Firefighters were able to keep the flames from reaching the family's home in the town of Red Spring. And officials at the Bay Manor Apartments in Green Bay continue to assure residents of the senior apartment complex that parts are on the way and the elevators will be working soon. Some elderly residents on the upper floors say they've been stuck inside for the last 3 months. Historic flooding caused major damage on Green Bay's east side that included a shutdown of the building's elevators. The parts needed are apparently hard to get, and more than a few residents have been unable to leave the building. They're supposed to arrive next week so the elevators can be fixed. The weather forecast for the afternoon: look for cloudy skies and rain with a high near 36 and gusty winds. Tonight, rain, then freezing rain, possibly mixed with snow, low around 27. Then Friday, freezing rain likely, possibly mixed with snow before noon, then a chance of snow, cloudy with temperatures falling to about 20 by 5 o'clock tomorrow. And then by Saturday, sunny skies will return with a high near 18. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.